Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Christ who lives within me. Christ who lives within me.
Come on, sing it with me.
From beginning to the end, you deserve the glory. You deserve the glory.
Take it all, Jesus. heart today. I don't have much, but what I have, I give to you. I don't have much, but what I have, I
sing it, Passion.
I surrender.
what you just said.
Thinking about this story in the Bible. It's found in the book of Mark. And Jesus is in a place and he's taking up an offering. And then all of these people are coming and they're giving an offering. And we have all of these rich people and they're giving, but they're giving from much. They have a lot, so they're coming up and they're giving out of their plenty, out of their riches. And then there's this widow. There's this widow that comes up. And Jesus watches her, and everyone is watching her, and she comes up and she gives what to us would be 2 pennies. And she puts it in the offering, and she gives it to Jesus. And Jesus marveled at this woman, at this widow, and said, she's given more than everyone. She's given everything that she had. A lot of people read this story and they think about just money. But that's a representation of our lives. I know a lot of us, we find ourselves and we say we have good lives. We have a lot of things. We have a lot of things going well for us. And we come to church on Sunday and we're like, hey, I'm here. I have my time. I don't have anything to worry about. So I'm going to come to church. I'm going to sit. I'm going to stand. I'm going to leave. But then there's some people who feel like their life is down to those last 2 pennies. And then they come into this place and they're like, this is me coming here, I'm giving everything. This is my last shot. And maybe there's someone here and you feel like this is your last shot. Like, God, I want to give you everything. My life, I feel like my life may not be worth much, but I'm giving you everything I have. And I'll tell you, on some level, all of us need to get to that place. If we have much, but like, God, I can give much. If you want me to come here and look for those people who may need prayer, I'm going to give prayer. If you want me to come here and look for those people who are struggling, I'm here to help. But I'm here, I'm giving everything I have, whether we have much or whether we have a little. If we all come to that place where we're giving it all, God will do something. And I think that's where that widow was. She was able to give everything she had because she knew that in God's hands, He would be able to do more with her life than what she could do. So right now in this place, God, I just, wherever we may be, anybody in this place, if you are in that place where you feel like you're down at the last two cents of your life, maybe you feel like you just went through it. I just pray that you just shoot up your hands right now and just say, God, I give it to you. God, I give it to you. And if you're someone you feel like you have much and everything's going good, if you see someone shoot up their hands, just begin to just pray for them. Just begin to just pray for them, intercede in their lives. God, I just pray right now that you are meeting us and you are taking what we have and just using it, that you are taking everything that we give you and you multiply it. God, we say yes to you. We say yes to everything you have for us. God, we trust you. We believe that in your hands, our lives are worth more. In your hands, our lives can be multiplied and you make it into more. God, we thank you. God, I thank you for working. I thank you for the praise reports that are going to come from this moment. I thank you for all good things that you are doing and you are working out, everything that you have made a way. And right now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you can say, you know what, I've never given my life. I've never said, you know what, I want to give everything I have to Christ. I want to give everything I have to God. If you say you've never done that, but you want to do that, you want to make that decision this morning to give everything you have to Him for the first time, just lift your hand. No one looking around, just lift your hand. You can put it right back down. God, we thank you. God, we thank you that you are everything. And God, right now we stand here and we give our lives to you. We give this morning to you. God, have your way in this place. And God, we lift up our movers. These are people that we know that they need to give everything they have to you. And God, we are praying for them. We are believing that they do, that they accept you as their Lord. They accept you as their Savior and they realize that they need you. And God, we thank you for that. God, I pray that as you move in them and as you move in us, that we never forget that you are everything. And that our lives in your hands are so much more than our lives in our own hands. And God, we thank you and we praise you. Come on, if you believe that, say amen. Come on, if you believe God is working, say amen. Amen, amen.
Come on, I know we're supposed to transition into welcoming one another, and we're going to do that right now. But this is how I want you to do this. I just sense this in my spirit. I just need you to find somebody and just begin to testify to them. You're my everything, Lord. Come on, worship. You're my everything, Lord. everything. You're my everything, Lord. You're my everything, Lord. Everything, you're my everything, Lord. Nothing compares to you. Come on, I'm trying to teach you something right here. Sometimes we just need to wait in His presence, and you just need to begin to love on Him. Not let a worship team do it for you. You're my everything. You're my everything. Father, forgive us for singing about surrender and sacrifice while we hold things back. I just pray this morning that before we go into your word, that we would come to this place where we literally do and mean what we say. Our everything. You're our everything. You're my everything. You're my everything.
No one compares to
you. You're my all in all. You're my all in all, Jesus.
Everything.
You're my all in all, Jesus. Father, I pray that what happened in that account that Drew rightfully referred to is that when that offering was finished, that Jesus, you looked at that lady and you were in awe and you said her story would be told. I pray that as we learn to surrender everything and lay everything down at your feet, the people that we come into contact with, the story of the one that we've surrendered to would be told through our lives. Our lives would become a storyboard of trust, a storyboard of faith, a storyboard of your faithfulness and your goodness and your worthiness. Pray today that we would rest in you. We would rest in you. We give you glory for what you're accomplishing in this moment right now. For those of us that have struggled and felt like going our own way and taking matters into our own hands, I pray this would be one of those moments where we lay down the reins of our life and we let you be Lord. I pray you would accomplish this because you are our everything. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Your word. We ask you to do this in Jesus' name. Come on, would you find three people real quick before you're seated and just tell them how worthy He is? Come on, just say He's worthy. He's so worthy. He's worthy.
been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.